Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think this week it's appropriate that we look at South Africa's inflation data for the month of September. The information was released last week and it was certainly very encouraging. Inflation has fallen below 4% and it looks like it's on its way to getting closer to 3% given what the petrol price has done. So a good set of numbers that hopefully will encourage the Reserve Bank to continue cutting interest rate. The other topic I think is just a general update on where the US is at. Obviously, it's not far away from the US presidential election. And there's a huge focus on the outcome of that and what that would mean for the economic performance of the US. But in terms of the general economic data, just one or two comments I think might be useful at this stage. South Africa's latest inflation data is very encouraging. Stats SA released our CPI data for the month of September last week, and inflation has fallen to 3.8%. The previous month was sitting at 4.4%, and not long ago, in fact, in June, it was sitting at 5.1%. So there's been a significant moderation in South Africa's inflation rate. If I look at the core level of inflation, that was unchanged at 4.1%. So you would say broadly inflation well under control and certainly in and around the midpoint of the inflation target, which is what the Reserve Bank wants to achieve in the short term. If we look at the various components that contributed to the inflation numbers, during the month we had an increase of only 0.1%, and that was helped enormously by a further decline in the petrol price. In fact, the petrol price subtracted 0.2 percentage points from the monthly increase, which tells us that petrol inflation is incredibly subdued in South Africa, and there's likely to be a further petrol price reduction when we get to November. So it's suggesting that with the petrol price falling, it's going to move inflation lower overall. And in fact, next month I have inflation moving down to 3.1% from the 3.8% currently. So that does certainly highlight that inflation in South Africa is well under control. And it hopefully encourages the South African Reserve Bank to keep cutting interest rates. We think the Reserve Bank can cut again in November, 25 basis points, and then continue cutting pretty much at every meeting until you get to the middle of next year. That will have taken the repo rate down to 7%. At that point, it would be reasonable then to assess where South Africa's at, what's the growth rate doing, do we need to take interest rates further, is inflation remaining reasonably under control. But in the short term, the next 6 months, 9 months, there's lots of scope for South Africa to reduce interest rates. The other components of the inflation basket, there was a little bit of pressure from food inflation and something we'll pay very careful attention to. Food inflation overall remains under control at 4.1%, but I get a sense that we've seen the best of the food inflation data during this phase of the business cycle, and we're likely to see food inflation drift a little bit higher. Nothing to be alarmed about, but given how large that category is within the overall basket, it's certainly something worth paying attention to. There seems to be a little bit of pressure building up at the agricultural and at the food producer level, and that may well spill over into a little bit more consumer food inflationary pressure. If I look at rental inflation, which was the other category that was surveyed during this month, yes, it contributed to the monthly increase, but when you look at the annual rate of increase in rental inflation, it sits at around 3.3%, which I think is very subdued. And it would argue that the housing market remains under pressure. There's little scope for people to push up rental costs in any significant way, particularly outside of the Western Cape. And yes, the Western Cape obviously is experiencing a big increase in house prices and obviously an escalation in rental rates. But that's not enough to move the overall level of rental inflation substantially higher. So I think for the moment, rental inflation and housing inflation more broadly, I think can remain under control. So I'm encouraged by the set of data. One or two things I think are worth watching, but nothing that's particularly alarming. For the moment, the exchange rate remains reasonably under control. The international oil price, despite the Middle East crisis, that remains fairly subdued. And so I think we're in a good phase in terms of our inflation numbers. That's obviously not going to last forever. And by the time we get to the second half of next year, I think inflation will be back up at around the 5% level. So I don't think we're going to be in an extended phase of subdued inflation. But while we're at these levels, I think there is an opportune time for the Reserve Bank to continue to cut interest rates and put South Africa in a better position to enjoy a better economic upswing during the next phase of the business cycle. As I mentioned in the introduction, I think it might be useful to just catch up on some of the US economic data more broadly. Obviously, we've got the presidential election on the 5th of November, and at the moment, Kamala Harris is actually ahead in the polls, but only by a fraction. And if you look at her lead, it has diminished dramatically over the last couple of weeks. At some point, she had a lead of close on 4 percentage points. That has slipped to a mere 1.3% at the moment. So there's no doubt that the momentum has switched in favor of Trump. Also, if we look at the various betting sites, they have Trump well ahead in terms of the odds, attracting a huge amount of money into those betting sites. But the expectation is that Trump is going to win the election. That will raise a whole lot of additional questions around the policy direction the US is going to take. Obviously, we understand some of Trump's policy ideas, but implementing those policy ideas is a different topic. And whether or not he actually wants to follow through on those policy initiatives, we'll only be able to judge once he is actually elected president. The other key topic that I think is around at the moment is the fact that the US economy is doing quite well. There was an expectation that by now the US economy would have lost more momentum and that we would be heading into a so-called soft landing. And I think most people accepted that while there wouldn't be a recession, there may be a moderation in economic growth. Well, the data that's coming out at the moment suggests very little moderation in growth, and that if anything, the growth dynamic remains a lot stronger than people were anticipating. That is actually leading to concerns that the Federal Reserve might not be able to cut interest rates as much as people expected, because obviously if the growth rate remains fairly robust, then there is some upside potential from inflation at the current levels. And yes, inflation has been brought mostly under control, but it's actually not back at the target. And so there must be some unease within the Federal Reserve that if they were to continue to cut interest rates at a fairly regular pace, they may be forced to halt that at some point and actually start to increase interest rates prematurely simply because inflation has re-emerged. So I think it's going to be a difficult phase for the US in terms of understanding the election outcome, in understanding what that means for policy, and also in terms of gauging what the outlook is for US interest rates. As I say, the growth dynamic remains strong. We're paying careful attention to the employment data. This week we have another big monthly employment report. And as long as the employment data remains fairly robust, the US economy will keep growing well above 2%. So for me, the key factor that would signal that the US economy has clearly lost momentum is if the labor market were to weaken appreciably. That doesn't mean a slight moderation in how many jobs are being created on a monthly basis. But if we were to get to a point where they're creating less than 100,000 jobs on a regular basis, and at times they start to lose jobs, then that would signal a more distinct or noticeable slowdown in economic activity. And I think that creates problems for financial markets because they're simply not priced for a more meaningful slowdown. It would obviously make the job of the Federal Reserve a little bit easier. It would tend to bring down bond yields. It would tend to help to keep inflation under control. And it would allow the Federal Reserve to continue to normalize interest rates. But we're not at that point where we can clearly see that there is at least a soft landing unfolding. As I say, a broad range of economic data remains fairly robust. So I think it's an interesting time. The equity market continues to do well. And I think that remains the case if Trump is elected. But clearly there are lots of risks building up in the background, and we need to pay careful attention to all of these parameters, most especially what's happening to interest rates and what's happening to the US labour market. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.